going to talk about becoming an author. So please welcome to the stage my friend, my phenomenal friend, Michelle Prince.
Only an Howard Soffern could you do that. I love that. I love that. Well, super excited to be here. And I have a question for you. And think about this. What is some of the best advice that you have heard that you ignore? That's all right. I planted her front row right there. Now, maybe it was an investing in something. Maybe it was don't marry him. Don't marry him. Yeah, that's some really good advice for some people to listen to, right? So it was a good deal. So Mark Cuban, actually, he had some advice to buy this little some stock in this itty-bitty little tech company, and his $250,000 investment today would be worth $2 billion. And that's Uber. Which I don't feel sorry for Mark Cuban. I think he's doing just fine without that little investment. But those are some things. We've all had advice. We've all had things that, you know, maybe at the time we just didn't think it was the right advice for us. And then later look back and think, oh, maybe it was. All right. But let me ask it a different way. How many of you have had some advice that you wish you ignored? And as your spouse and you're sitting next to them, do not say anything. All right. Okay. Well, we've all had plenty of advice, and then I had some advice that I wish I would have ignored. And that hair, you, right? You're, some of you are thinking, have you seen it? That hair. Those of you who know me, you've seen this picture before. It still cracks me up, though, because I mean, honestly, okay, I live in Texas here, and there was a thing, especially in this period of time, it was like, the higher the hair, the closer to God. Yes, does anyone understand what I'm talking about? So thank you, I look really good. Now, this really was some advice from some of my peers. And honestly, looking back, what the heck was I thinking? Not great advice. But again, we all get advice. I actually had some advice that was given to me a long, long, long time ago. And I can't say I ignored it. I just didn't understand it at the time. And now I totally understand it. And I wish I knew then what I know now. Because this advice changed my life. And I'll share it with you. To live like the 1%, you can't think like the 99%. Can we say that again? To live like the 1%, you can't think like the 99%. Do we have any 1%ers in this room? Do we have anybody who wants to be a 1%er in this room? Yes, right. This is the Business Growth Conference. If you're here and you don't want to be a 1%er, it's probably time for you. Because businesses that grow become the 1%. And this advice, I remember, I wish again I would have taken it, because what does 1% mean as a business owner? When you're a 1%er, you get more growth. You get more clients. You have the upper hand of the advantage against your competitors. You have authority. That is what a 1%er is. And that's what we all want, isn't it? And there's power in that. And so that's some really great advice. That I'm here today because I want to share some advice that I have learned. This is part of this. And I'm going to share some other advice with you too. And if I do my job right, this advice is also going to change your life. You know who is one of my favorite 1%ers? Mr. Zig Ziglar. I know most of us in this room know Zig, love Zig. I worked for Zig. I won't go into the whole story, but he was a 1%er. You know why? He did things different. He didn't do what everyone else did. He stood for something. He stood for a lot of things. He said no when everyone else was saying yes. Or he said yes when everyone else was saying no. And one of the things that I remember working for him back in the day is, and these were 1% things that he taught me when I was 23 years old. I was in sales. And I remember some advice that he gave to everybody. But I remember taking it in and really absorbing it and really owning it and believing it. And it's what really made all the difference for me in my sales career, which I've gone on to be very successful in sales. And the advice was, you're a CEO of your own company. Here I was, small, little itty bitty, just green salesperson making less than $20,000 a year, and I was CEO of my company. Do you know what that meant? I mean, I owned what I did. I knew that getting there 30 minutes early is going to make my company better. I knew that to stay 30 minutes late would make my company better. And so that's some incredible advice that I learned from my hero, Zig Ziglar. And definitely, it's worthwhile passing it along because that advice changed my life. I also learned some advice from Zig. And Howard had no idea that I was going to mention this. But he just said it. One of the things, one of my favorite things everywhere, the last several years especially, the advice Zig would give to everyone in the room was, or he would ask, have you written a book? You need to write a book. And I remember just taking that in. And that advice, that one piece of advice, it has literally changed my life. It has changed his life. It has changed Howard's life. And anyone else in this room, it has changed their life. In fact, how many people in this room have written a book? Raise your hand. How many of you have thought about writing a book? Raise your hand. How many of you have seen a book? Raise your hand. Feel the... Okay, after lunch, gotta get us going here. It'll get a little bit of energy here. All right. Okay, well, here's the thing. I want to show you... I really want you to listen to what I'm going to say today because many of you have heard me many times before. I'm going to say it a little bit differently this time, though. And I want you to really consider this a tool for your business. It will change your life. That's what books do. And how do I know? Well, I've written a couple of books. I mean, through the years, I started my first book in 2009. There's more that I've written in addition to about 10 other collaborative books. So in total, I have about 15 books. And I'm actually working on my 17th book right now, which I won't share today, but it will be hopefully coming out soon. So I know a thing or two about this. But I've also helped thousands of people figure out their story, their message, their authority, and leverage it and put it in a book. And I'll get to that a little bit later. The point is, we've helped thousands and thousands of people make millions and millions of dollars not selling books, writing books. Really want you to listen to what I just said. Millions of dollars not in selling books, writing books. There is a huge difference, and this is what I really want you to take away with today. If you can get this difference, it will make all the difference for you in your business as a business owner. All right, so I've said this before, totally believe it. You can't spell authority without author. I'll dive into that a little bit more, but I just want to plant that seed. But right now, I know many of you in this room, a lot of you I don't, but I do know one thing. There's three different types of people in this room right now. There's the first group, which is y'all are on the edge of your seat. You're like, yes, this is awesome. I'm all in. This is what I've been waiting for. I got to hear it. I want to write a book. I'm thinking about it. Awesome. Some of you are, yes, but I don't have the time to write a book. Or, I mean, I don't even know if I have a story. You're considering it, but you're not really sure. I get it, and that's okay. And then there's those of you who are sitting here going, yeah, no, there's absolutely no way in the world. Either I don't think I can do it or I don't find value in it. That's fine. No hard feelings. I'm totally okay with that. This is not for you. But for those of you who are one and two, you're going to love what I have to say. For the threes, no worries. But I will say this. There are 1.5 million reasons why I think you might want to consider what I have to say today. All right, let's talk about this word authority because, I've talked about it a lot. It's actually come up a lot already here today. What is authority? There's a lot of definitions of authority. I just said you can't spell authority without author, but what really is authority? I do believe authority is being the 1%. You know, you can't, if you are the authority, you are not thinking like everyone else. That is why you're the authority. But there's a better definition. Some people say, well, being the authority is being the best at what you do, the greatest, what have you. No. The definition of authority is this, for all of us in this room as a business owner. They stop shopping.
Referrals, prospects, clients, they don't go get a second opinion. Why? Because you're the authority. And everybody wants to work with the authority. Is there anyone who wants to in the room that wants to work with like the mediocre guy down the street? No, we want to work with the authority. This is crucial though. When they stop shopping, it doesn't become a question of price necessarily. You've already established yourself to that person in their eyes as the authority, and they want to do business with you. This is a funny statistic I found. Did you know that 73% of us, people who purchase things, are more likely to make a purchase when it's the product or service says doctor recommended? 73%, isn't that crazy? What's crazier, we don't even know who the doctor is. I mean, it could be Dr. McDreamy here. Anybody, ladies, anybody know who Dr. McDreamy is? Yes. Am I dating myself a little bit from Grey's Anatomy? All right, but if that's the case, why? Why are we more likely to make a purchase just because doctor recommended is on it? It's because it's the authority. Doctors are seen as the authority, not because of who they are, not because of what you know about them. It's just because they have the title of authority. Now, for some of you ladies, you might be thinking, okay, if Dr. McDreamy is going to prescribe it, I'm pretty sure I'm going to take it. All good. They're all good. But this is the case of why this is important. You don't have to be different. You don't even have to be something spectacular. And I'll get to this and how this matters. But you don't have to be the richest person in the world. You don't have to be one of the greatest athletes in the world. Of course, all of these people, they write books. But that is not what is required for you and for me to be the authority. So let's really dig deeper. What exactly is authority? And I'm going to make this so simple and that I think, and I'll step back a little bit. I want to apologize on behalf of myself and other people who have helped people write books for years. This is not rocket science, guys. I've overcomplicated it. Other people have overcomplicated it. I've come with frameworks and steps, and here's the 30,000 steps you have to take. No, creating authority is simple. And I'm going to share it with you exactly how you're going to do it, and we're going to do it together. But this is a great definition. Authority is just what you know plus what you've done. Say that with me. Authority is what you know and what you've done. What you know and what you've done. It's really that simple. So how many of you in the room know something? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody in the room have done something worth speaking of? Yes. Guess what? You are the authority on that topic. And it's absolutely true. I'm going to help you through. So what is, again, authority? Now, my definition of authority, and this is I wrote a book called The Power of Authority. I have a podcast called The Power of Authority. And I have my own personal definition of what authority is. And it is not being better. It is not being on a pedestal above anyone else. Authority just means that people want to listen to what you have to say. You have earned it. Why? Because, wrong way. Oh, we'll go there. You've earned it because of what you know and what you've done. So I'm going to help you create a platform, and it is truly as simple as this. Your authority platform is find a problem. Amber, I could not have set this up any better. We did not talk about our position or our slides or anything beforehand, but this is marketing branding 101. Find a problem. All of you have a problem that you are solving. That's step number two. Solve the problem. And step number three is tell people what you've done. So all of you in this room are solving problems for business owners every single day. As Amber said, that is the message you need to be putting out to the world. It needs to be so crystal clear to people that you are the solution to their problem. And guess what? You are. You provide a valuable service. You provide a valuable product. All of you have this already. So if you can solve a problem, you can be the authority. But this is worth writing down. Every problem is an opportunity for a business. Think about your own business. I've done this myself recently. Just because this is what you've provided for all these years, maybe there's a new problem. How can you solve it for them? That, sales is service, right? Solving a problem is service. And the more people we serve, the more people we help. But guess what? The more authority we get with that. So authority platform is find a problem, solve a problem, tell people what you did. I mean, it's really that simple. That's why I'm here today. I want to simplify this for you. But having the platform is one thing. When you're on the platform, which again is the way I look at it, is your ability to rise above, not better, just enough above, kind of like I'm on a stage here, that people are willing to listen to you. So you have to have a story. Let's dig into your authority story. Y'all ready? Who wants to know what their authority story is and how to tell your story so that you can get more business? Okay, awesome. I'm going to make it real simple. You ready? I was a mess, and now I'm a success. We're laughing, but this is truth. Think about the books that you read. Think about the people who are of influence. Think about Howard Partridge. He shares who he was before the carpet cleaning business, and he shares where he is today. I was a mess. He didn't use those words. I just used it for him. And now I'm a success. All right, let's keep going. I'll make it even easier. Things weren't good, and now things are better. That's your story. I was here, now I'm there. How about this? I was broke, and now I have money. Now I'm successful. That's your story, one from one end to the other. Okay, so for all the parents in the room, you might relate to this one a little bit better. I had money, and then I had kids. Anyone relate to this? Two kids in college. Finally, they're getting closer to being out. But yeah, that is the case. We overcomplicate this. You see, your story, your authority story, it's what happens in between. Let me ask you a question. If you were from here to here in your business, I'm going to use you, and I hope you don't mind, but Howard said he started at, 4 million? 3 million, and now he's at 10 million. Anyone in the room be curious to know how he did that so quickly? Yeah, think that would be valuable information? So that in-between part is really the part that, think about, what if somebody was interested in the pitfalls? Maybe the things that you had to go through that they don't have to go through. Would that be valuable? Yeah. Would that be valuable for you and your business? If you were able to share that and be the authority in that. If yes, say yes.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right. Are you all starting to think like the one percenters now? You are already a one percenter, most of you. But this is what I'm talking about. We make things so difficult. It's really not that difficult. I've actually been talking about this for 15 years. 15 years. Howard said we met about 14 years ago. Some of you have heard me for all 14 years. God bless you. But it's true, though. This is something that gets overcomplicated, and I want to simplify this for you. I love this inner circle. I know many of you in here. I want each and every one of you to have the kind of success. I want people to look at this inner circle and say, oh my gosh, what are they doing in there? Because I need to be a part of that, because they look at you and they see success. They see you as the authority. This is the Growth Conference. Would anybody like to grow?
Yes.
And really leverage your authority? Raise your hand. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. Open up your folders with all the handouts. And there is a handout in the back. And it looks like this, just a bunch of circles. And it says the authority map. The authority map. Grab a pen. You're definitely going to need this. For those of you who have ever said, I don't have time to write a book, or I don't have time to do this, or I don't really have a story. Guess what? By the time I'm done in about 20 minutes, you will. So grab that sheet of paper. Okay. And Amber, again, set this up so perfectly. So if you did her assignment of thinking about what's the problem that you solve and how do you help people, how do you want them to feel? All of that is a part of this, right? So maybe what you've already done in that exercise is what we're about to do in this exercise. But I want you to think about, what is it? We defined authority in the beginning as what? There were two things. What you know and what you've done. What you know, what you've done. So I want you to put your arms or put your head around that right now. What do you know and what have you done? And let's build our authority map together. Okay, I'm going to walk you through my example first. If you already are starting on ideas, go for it. And some of you have already done this exercise in my bookbound courses and things through the years. But this is how simple it is. So I will use my book I wrote in 2018 called The Power of Authority. right? So in the center of the circle here is the core message. Going back to what Amber had you think about, right? What is the problem you solve? How are you serving people? That is really the core message of what you do. That is how you're the authority. So for me, the power of authority. Now, I've been talking about this for a long time. I do truly believe you can't spell authority without author. So this was just a natural thing for me to share with other people. And it's why I put it in a book. So thinking about, all right, so if I have a group of business owners in front of me and they want to know, well, I want to grow my authority. How do I do that? First thing I'm going to think of, well, first, let me explain what authority is. Let me explain how having authority in your business is going to get you more revenue, respect, and results, and take you through that whole process. That would be the first thing that I would talk about. Then, though, I'd be thinking, okay, what else could I tell somebody about the power of authority, and what does that really mean? Well, you have to have the power of clarity. This is so key. And we all know this because Howard is also in total agreement about clarity, about what do you really want? What are the goals that you want for your business? What are you trying to achieve this year? Clarity is key. You can't have authority if you don't know what you want authority in. Clarity. And I would take them down that path. I would also take them down the path of, you know, how do you monetize your message? You know, your book is going to be the greatest business card you will ever have. I'm not here talking to those who want to do, you know, your life story memoir. There is a place for those, and we do those all the time in our publishing company. But this is here for your authority and to make money with your story. And I would talk about that. You have to know how to monetize it. How do you take what you're doing already and get it out there? You know, Amber talked about this. Advertising and marketing, but really knowing who you're targeting, that clarity piece comes first. But then we would talk about ways that you can monetize it. I would also then share with a business owner, how do you build the platform? Because writing a book, it's a lot like, I'm trying to remember the example you said about winking at somebody in the dark. That's so great. But it's true. If you write a book and nobody knows about it, how do you get any authority? So you need to know how to build that authority platform, that author platform. And there is a very specific way to do that. And I know because I've done this and we share this with other people. I would, of course, tell them how to write a book, you know, because it is the whole foundation of one of the easiest ways in the world that I believe to build authority is with a book. It's the greatest door opener. It is, you know, if you think about any conference you've ever been to, most of the time, the people on that stage, what do they all have? A book. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did they get on a stage and then write a book? Sometimes, but it's a lot easier to get on a stage when you have a book. So I'd tell them how to do that. And I'd also tell them how to publish it because there's options. There's lots of ways to publish a book. And I don't believe there's just one right way. There's self-published, traditional published, hybrid published. Figure out what makes sense. Figure out your budget, your time. But just get it done. I said it earlier. Authority does not come from selling lots of books, right? It comes from writing books. So that's the model that I want you to go through right now. And I want you to really seriously, I'm going to give you a few minutes to do this. I want you to think about what could you share with somebody personally, professionally. I think we should focus on professional right now because that really builds on what Amber did perfectly. And it's simple because you're doing it every day. So take a few minutes. And what I want you to think about is that center circle is really the big idea, right? The big idea of what you know and what you've done. And then those outer circles are kind of the other things that you would want to, the main points that you would want to take out of that. So go ahead and take a couple minutes and work on that. And we can put on a little bit of any kind of music to just kind of as the backdrop there. Just not too loud so they can think. Just down a little bit. You are the authority. Don't overthink this. I love it. I see a lot of teams and partners working together. Perfect. That's the whole point of this. I don't want to just come here and talk to you. I just want you to take something and run with this. And I know this is fast. I know you're only getting a couple minutes. Anybody have any ideas percolating that they would like to share? Who wants to go first? Yes, over here. I don't know if we have a mic, so you might have to. And we'll turn the music off now. Here, hold on 1 second. Austin's coming with the mic. Isn't Austin great? Let's give Austin a hand. Right over here on the black shirt.
From classroom management to business management.
From classroom management to business management.
We always talk about how many times classroom, because I was a middle school teacher, so how many times your classroom management skills go over into you're just dealing with middle schoolers that are older.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Especially for people wanting to transition out of education and they want to know how to do it and how you could easily take those skills and run with it in a business. I love that. Let's give her a hand for that. Yeah. Who else? Ideas percolating. Yep, right here. Perfect. Austin's right behind you.
I promote gift markets and expos, so mine would be using your God-given talents, gifts, and authority in the marketplace.
I love that. Who would read that book? Anybody want to know how to use your God-given talents to leverage your authority? Good job. One more. Yes, right over here. Getting your exercise today.
That's right.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, I will get your advice later on, but we were talking about this. This is my next goal. I own a mortgage company, but mortgages are pretty boring.
Yep.
So I came to this country with nothing, and I built it from the ground up. So I want to write about how to make it in America from nothing and develop all the steps that I did little by little. And we'll put a couple of mortgages there, but more of the story of how to make it here.
And I know mortgages seem boring, right? But what that has nothing to do with mortgage. It's literally that story of I was here, now I'm here. If I can do this, you can do this. And by the way, I didn't come from this country. And those of you who are in this country, you have a little bit of a leg up, not much, but how awesome is that story? And then what does that do? It separates you as the authority. I want to have my mortgage with somebody who is a success. Anyone else?
Yes.
Yeah. Good job. I love that. It's really not that complicated. And I do want you to continue to work on that. And I'll talk about what ways you can do that. But I want to do a little bit of myth busting because I get 15 years in doing this, I get a lot of different thoughts on whether or not this is the way to go or not. And look, some of you may not agree with all the things I'm telling you. And that's okay. But let me bust a few. Let's just change our mindset a little bit on this. Fact number one. Most people won't read your book. I know some of you are like, wait, what? You're the book lady. What? Why are you saying people won't read your book? It's true. I know I just deflated a lot of you right now. You're like, well, I want the whole world to read my book. No, you don't. Let me explain. Let's just say, okay, I do hear this a lot. And I thought this too, so I'm not poking fun at all. But I hear a lot, I want to sell a million copies of a book or whatever the number is. But let's just say it's a million copies. Okay, that's great. The population of Austin, Texas is about a million. So think about that. I mean, if you sold a million copies of a book, that's a huge accomplishment. Any authors in the room knows that's a huge accomplishment. But really, it's still a small city in a big country, especially in the book world. So might not be as big as you think. And then if you really broaden that view to the world view, it matters, but does it really matter? I said it earlier, and it's so important to remember, it's not about selling books. It's about writing books. It will always be about that. Why? Because when you write a book, you are the authority. I hope you sell a million copies, but if that's the reason you're writing a book, you may not get the success you're looking for. I'll explain. I'll back all of this up with some facts and some data, but I just want to plant that seed. You know, some of you I know are still thinking, yeah, but I want everyone to read my book. And I did too. I really did. I think my first book, somebody said, who is this book for? Oh, it's for everybody. Well, if we've learned anything from Howard and marketing, if you go too broad, you miss everybody. You have to niche it down. So I've changed this in my mind, though. I don't want everyone to read my book, and I don't want everyone to read your book. You want to know why? You want to change your words to, I want the right people to read my book. The right people. The ads that Amber talked about, putting a TV ad, yeah, you're hitting a lot of people, but is anyone listening? You want the right people to read your book. So what does that look like? The right book, part of what we've already started to map out with your authority map, plus the right people, the people that are really interested in what you're doing or what you're saying and really resonate with your story or how you got there, that is where the opportunity is. Every single time, the right book with the right people gives you the opportunity. It brings you the revenue. Would anybody like more revenue in this room? Raise your hand or say yes. Exactly. Okay, so why though is this important? Well, when you have the right book with the right people, you are getting more business. You're getting more referrals. People want to work with the authority. You're setting yourself up differently from everyone else, and that is going to create the opportunities. Right? It may not necessarily be in the way that you think, though. I do have one of my books that is, or a couple of the books are bestsellers. I don't really think that that's that necessary. It sounds cool, but anyone who's done it knows it's marketing. But it's not really what brings people in, because you can be a bestseller and still be in this huge category of people not listening. Authority means people want to listen to what you have to say. And the people that want to hear what you have to say are the right people. And let me explain to you this why. I know I've said some bold claims already here today. I want to back it up, though, because it's true. It's true for so many people. And earlier, remember when I said I want to give you 1.5 million reasons why? Those of you who are skeptical, you might want to listen just a little. I want to talk about Greg Alexander. He's somebody I just recently got to know over the last year. He owns a very large group for professional, high level professional services firms. So we've actually formed a partnership now, and we're supporting his community in that way. But he wrote this book called The Boutique, which is an incredible book. It's really well written. It is literally the handbook for professional service firms in the high level, those looking to sell and scale and sell. Anyway, in one year, he generated $1.5 million as a result of this book. 100% of the revenue that came into his business model came as a result of that book. So that is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That is authority. And again, you don't care if everybody reads your book. What if the top 100 prospects or your top 100 clients read your book? And then that generated more business. Would it be worth it? Yeah. I'd much rather 100 of my best prospects read my book, connect with me and say, yes, I want to work with you, than get 1 million people to buy it. It's never going to be about selling books. It's about writing books and leveraging that authority. That's what this whole thing is about. But let's move on. All right. What's fact number two? What was fact number one? Anybody remember? Most people won't read your book. Coming from the book lady, I know that sounds bold, but it's true, and that's okay. But here's the other thing, and this is so true. Dog whistles work. You're like, what? If you have a dog, you know what I'm talking about. So there are these little dog whistles, and the sound that comes out of it, the only animal that can hear it is your dog. You can't hear it. It's absolutely like nobody else is hearing the noise but that dog. It's driving that dog crazy. What's my point? The point is if you want to attract the right people, remember the right book plus the right people equals the opportunity. So you need a dog whistle for your clients. You need a dog whistle for those referrals. You need something that only they are listening to, because those are the ones you want to read your book. You want to be the authority to those people. It's like a magnet. It's literally just attracting people to you. Now, you have to get very creative. You have to do the marketing things that Amber talked about. You have to think about these things. But as the authority, you have the ability to do this. Why? Because you're speaking the language of the people who need what you have most. Your clients are looking for a solution. They are. And if your competitors are really outperforming you, this is probably the reason why. They're able to speak to those people in a way that brings them in and makes them want to do business with them. That is the power of authority. All right, fact number three. I mentioned already, I've been talking about this for 15 years. It's really hard to believe my first book, and then I started doing this that long ago. But I believe this now more than ever. Now matters. You know, 15 years ago, the idea of writing a book and using it as a business card, yes, of course it was out there, but it wasn't that well known. And there was opportunity, right? What did I say about opportunity earlier? If you can solve someone's problem, that's a business opportunity. Well, that was a business opportunity. But what I have seen, and I know you have too, lots of people have written books. People are writing books, as they should. But are your competitors writing books? Remember I said, it's not you being any better. It's not you being on the pedestal. It's you being able to stand in the middle of, here's where I was, here's where I am, here's how I did it, and sharing that with them. But you have to do it now, now more than ever. We are also in a world of so much social media and mistrust, and I don't know if we can really trust, is that for real or not? Everyone has testimonial nows, and you know, all of these things that matter. But we're seeking, is this for real? Is this for real? If somebody can read your story, and I love that you shared like the Come Into America story. If somebody can really read your backstory and know something about you more than what you can do for them, I'm telling you, that is what attracts people. That's that magnet, that dog whistle. So I know I said earlier, too, I would back it up. I showed you about Greg. Some of you may have heard of me ever talking about one of our long, long, long time authors, Dr. Jason West. And he literally in his first book made over seven figures just on that one book alone. And he did not try to sell his book. He did not try to, you know, sell as many books as he possibly can. He gave it to his patients. And he pushed it across the table and he said, you're struggling with diabetes? Go to chapter 8. That's how we solve the problem for about 40 other people just last year. And it worked. And he had over seven figures in his business that year from that book. But I got to tell you something. And I have his permission, that's not how it started. In fact, what he really said to me was, I met him at a conference. What he really said to me was, oh yeah, I know I need to write a book. I don't have time to write a book. I'm a doctor. I see patients all day. When on earth would I find the time to write a book? I convinced him enough just to meet with me. And we started talking and he kind of came around to the idea. I had him do the authority map, just like I had all of you start doing today. And we just solved this problem. Anyone in the room thinking this? I don't have time to write a book. I'm busy. I'm running a business, right? Well, here's how we solved it. I literally flew to Pocatello, Idaho, and he gave me every excuse in the book as why he couldn't do it. And I said, nope, we're not leaving here till we do. And I pulled out my phone and I pressed record and I asked some questions because guess what? Every single thing you would put into a book, it's right here. Sometimes you just need somebody to pull it out of you. I was only slated to be there one day. I extended my stay. I was there 2 days. We had the whole book done. And he was literally leveraging it in his business within a couple of months of after we designed and edited and did everything. It can be done. It just matters how much you want the authority. Another great example of some woman we've done multiple books for. Her name is Dip Johnny Biswas. She says that this book, she's done multiple now, but literally captivated her to levels she couldn't even imagine. That's where she is now. But you know what she first said to me when we first started talking? Many conversations, I'm not an authority. Who am I? Who am I to put myself out there? I was actually fired from corporate America. But she wrote a book called Miserably Successful No More, all about her getting fired from corporate America. And it literally opened up all of these opportunities. Not only did she would say, you know, I can't get on stages. Who would want to hear that story? Well, she didn't just get on stages. She got on huge stages. In fact, she did one, or not just one, she did two TEDx talks, but one of the TEDx, those of you who have ever seen my little mini book, the little books like that, one of her TEDx, just on her mini book, had over 1 million views, like immediately. And this was an old picture, so that was back in 2018. I know she's done many, many, many more. But what's the point? Okay, you did a TEDx talk, that's great. What came out of it? These clients. These are the clients that heard her TEDx talk and hired her as a leadership consultant and trainer. Why? Because she got on a stage. Could she have been on that stage without the book? Maybe. But was she just sharing what she was the authority on? Remember what authority is? Authority is what you know and what you've done. That's what she did. And not only that, she actually received so many different accolades from her peers in engineering. Some of you have met her if you've ever been to Bookbound. But what's the point of all this? It's not that she was any better. It's not that she had this career. No, she was let go. Authority is just sharing the story that people want to know in a way that gets you what you're looking for. And that's more clients, more referrals, more money. Have you ever been outside on a cloudy day? You know, we've heard it said, you know, the sun's not out today, right? Well, yes, it is. The sun is always out. It's just behind some clouds. Today's a sunny day, but there's been days like this up in Dallas lately where it's just gray skies. The point is, if the sun has been there all along, we just can't see it. Sometimes there's opportunities in our business that have been there all along. We just can't see it. Just this week, I heard someone tell the story of a man that was standing on the head of a whale fishing for minnows. Think about that. Everything he wanted was right under his feet. Sometimes that's the case for us. So what I'm trying to share with you is maybe there's something you thought about but thought, I don't know. It could be right under your feet. How many of you just last month watched the eclipse? Did anybody go out and watch the eclipse? That was so cool. I had never seen one before like that. I thought that was really amazing. And actually, this is a true photo. Did not doctor this at all, that one of my really good friends who's a photographer took from her phone with a mirror. It's amazing. But aside from just this being a phenomenon, what really stuck out to me at the eclipse was the sun was covered and it went dark. But not for long, because a sun's going to do what it was created to do. Sorry, the sun was created to shine. All of us are created to shine. Now, something might be getting in the way. Maybe some setbacks. Maybe you've had some things happen personally or professionally. All of that is legit, right? It gets in the way of our sun sometimes, but it doesn't mean the sun's not there. You just have to let it pass by. I'll bring this all together. Some of you I said in the beginning, some of you are here and you're like, yes, I get this. Any of my ones in this room say yes?
Yes.
Okay. And then there are some of you who are twos that you're like, yes, maybe. Hopefully this gave you some things that you can take so that you can be a one percenter. And you threes, well, I don't know what to say other than we'll just see what happens. But I want to wrap this up with, there is a book that I absolutely love. It's a book it's been around a really, really long time. It's, you know, not everybody necessarily likes the same book, but listen, it's what, as for me in my house, this is the book we stand on. And it says, write in a book all the words I've spoken to you. That was true. That was then, it's true now. Thousands of years, lives have been changed because of that book. Why? Because books change lives. And I know one thing about all of us that we have in common. Two things, actually. We all have a birthday. We all have a death day. No matter who you are. And we all have the dash. We all have the dash that says we have an opportunity to do something with that time. And we have the opportunity to be the authority. And so what I want to encourage you to do is to take that authority map and dig deeper. If you didn't come up with something, this is, I would say, one of my superpowers. I can just look into somebody, find out what they're doing, and pull it out of them. This is something that you can do this. This is your dash. Figuring this out, leveraging it, is your making you the 1%. It's so simple. You just have to do it. I would love to help you do this. This is something that I've only done this for people. It's $2,000-$3,000. I will sit with you. We'll map out your whole thing. I'm going to do this. I'm only doing this for you guys because I really want you. I don't want to hear any more excuses of I don't have the time or I'm not sure. Yes, you do. You have something. Let's just get it done. I know Howard wants you to have a story or a book out more than anybody because he recognizes the power of being an author. So you can scan that QR code. I will do a session with you, and I will guarantee We will flesh out your map, your authority map, that it will be so clear that you will go back and you will either record yourself getting that book done, you will be able to write it out, you will get it done. And if it takes more than an hour, I'm committed to doing it. That's my way of helping you to grow. So I'll leave with one last thing, one final definition of authority, and it's probably the most important one. Authority is legacy. It's your legacy. It's your legacy to your children, to your grandchildren. Look, stuff will get divided. But your wisdom is all that will stay and last on. For no other reason to write a book, do it for this. It's your legacy. And it matters. It matters to you, and it matters to those who love you. So with that, I will wrap this up and just say thank you all so much for having me. I want to help you to be the authority to get that mind map complete. I do have books in the back. Come see me in the back on the next break. But thank you guys so much for having me once again. Love being here.